Blog Talk Radio.
Got a mismatch. Walker on McGee with four. Kemba Walker. Step back. Walker. Cardiac Kemba. Does it again.
Gilbert for the win.
Rob, you on?
Yeah, man, I'm on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, bro.
I'm on. Let's go.
Hey, first and foremost, this is the 8th episode of 1,000 Jumpers Drop.
Number 8, man.
So like Kobe back in 2000, bro.
Oh, man. Shout out to Kobe, man.
Shout out Kobe, Steve Young. Who else is great that I like to come in? We all acknowledge Troy Aikman. We're Redskins fans.
Yeah, we really don't.
That's number 8.
I don't really know too many number 8.
Matt Hasselbeck, nah.
Come on, nah.
That was it.
Yeah. He follows you?
He was number 8, bro.
Oh, Lord, man. And please, man.
Anyway, man, shout out to us for episode 8. This is the second hour-long edition. We're still finding
the process
to make it permanently an hour. So thank you for listening. I go by the name of Jarrell Leeper, Dapper J. My partner in crime, my man Robert George, a.k.a. Bobby George, Bobby G, Blind Tsunami, whatever you want to call him.
You know, don't bring that up.
Hey, Blind Tsunami would have been a fire rap.
But I'm not blind.
Bruh. Hey, I would have bought it. I would have bumped it. I would have told all my homies.
Another life, man. Another life.
All right, but man, how you been though?
You know me, I'm good. You know, just finished the semester back home and whatnot.
Yeah, how was the transition for people who don't really get it? From North Carolina A&T State University to DMV.
Man, it's terrible. It is terrible. I feel boxed in right now, man. There's nothing to do, man. Like, when you grew up somewhere for so long, you've done majority of everything you can do. Like, down there for me is a new experience. So, you know, I'm having fun pretty much every day, especially the weekend. Man, last weekend, I went to sleep. That's all I did, really. Come on.
I'm so glad you get to experience what I've experienced for 4 long years. So, I'm glad you arrived safely. Me, on the other hand, I got to go back to A&T, so you already know what it was. First and foremost, for people who have been listening to the podcast, I didn't get twerked on. It's been like a 7-month drought of no twerk. I finally came to an end this past weekend. Man, it's beautiful, bro. All right, let me tell you my weekend at A&T. First and foremost, all right, me and my boy Gerard is my boy Jared, our boy Jared cousin. Took us down. We got down at like 8:00. Like 8:45-ish. You know, we get ready. Yo, man, I need some, you know, what we gonna drink? I'm like, bro, it's graduation. I got a job. I'm gonna splurge a little bit. So I had the Remy and the Patron.
Okay.
Had the Simply Lemonade. It is a powerful, expensive combination that you need to indulge in if you ever get the money. We went to Green Street. Man, for me personally, it was dope because I got to be turned and be with my bros. If we want to rate it from a party aspect, it was trash. So the girl ratio was terrible. And he must have played a combined 7 twerk songs the entire time we were there.
What?
Like, we're turning up the dreams and nightmares at 2 in the morning. Like, bro, where the flow is? Yo, but crazy thing, right? So this girl I know, I'm not going to say no names because I don't want her getting in trouble one day. Mm-hmm. So I see my homegirl. She's like, Libra, I'm proud of you. You know, hugging me and stuff, and it's cool. Then she starts dancing with this dude. Then the dude, like, you know, they dance or whatever. Mid-twerk, dude has a cup in his hand full of lips. She takes the cup mid-twerk and begins to drink it. So I'm watching, like, yo. And then dance is over, and she leaves with the cup. And I'm like, so then the dude was like, hey, I can't get my cup back. And then she was like, F you. And I was just like, oh, like, girl doesn't act like that. And then she was like, Leapa, you want some? And I'm looking at her like, no, because the dude right beside me, and that's going to cause even more conflict. So after that, she gives the cup back to the dude. And then we end up, she ended up twerking on me. So I was just like, I don't know what's going on.
Man.
Then, like, she kissed me on the cheek. You know how drunk girls be, like, all touchy-feely. So I'm like, yo, like, it's crazy. I'm like, all right, that's cool. Got the Millie Rock with my bros. We played, like, loads of Flocka, Swag Surf as always. Man, thing about Swag Surf, I told Rob in 10th grade that Swag Surf was going to be huge. He didn't believe. And then 6 years later, it is an institution at HBCU. And it's beautiful. Swag Surf in Harmony. I see my girl Naya. She was like, man, I bet you in heaven. They be like, man, I got that swag. So shout out Naya, man. We're going to get you on the show.
Oh, man.
That was Friday. Then we didn't go to bed until like almost 3. And Jared's like, bro, I got to get up for graduation. I'm like, Jared, now that I work early, you're going to get up. Man, I don't know that.
Right.
Jared, I got you. Got him up. You know, we get to graduation. You know, black people on CP time, so I had to find a section for the squad. My boys got hoarse from yelling squad so much. And shout out Steph, man. Steph was like, bro, we need to yell Steph Lover. I'm like,
no.
Steph Lover? Heck no. We not doing it.
Why would you do that?
All my boys are graduating. We got shout out Jared, Ellie, Kato,
yeah.
Devin, Steph, Kyrie, and TK, man. Shout
TK,
out to
yeah.
all graduated. Shout out all my homegirls, you know, from Mariah to Kaya to Brandy, Lacey. I got too many people. Nani, she listens to podcasts. So shout out Nani,
right.
too. And all my other people that graduated, you know, Zyrus. Like,
that's
too many to
big.
And at the graduation, Marquise, Jared, and I, we went to Jared's family dinner. It was really classy. It was dope. Then after that, we went to this party. It was a typical college night. It went from a terrible move. Like, when I tell you it was trash, it was trash. And then it just got popping. And shout out to this DJ, man. I don't know the dude's name. He did one of the worst things you could do at a party. He played a load of trap music. Like, I mean, fighting trap music. This dude went from Finito to that song. So he played that song, that's Earned It, yeah, by Chief Keef. Then he played the original Don't Like, then 300, then he played Nothing You Buck.
Oh, come
and
on.
Pushing, but no one's swinging. And then he played Back That Thing Up by my man Juvie, and everyone was twerking.
Oh, man.
I had never seen nothing like it, bro. It was a magical time. So then I'm getting a whole bunch of twerk. And it was dope. And for all those who are listening, like, why are you obsessed with getting twerked on? When I got to college in 2011, you know, I didn't really drink like that. So my thing was, we would work Monday through Friday. We grind hard in school, tests, projects, quizzes, all that. Weekend, we going to get twerked on. That was my stress reliever. It wasn't weed.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't pills. It was getting twerked on. And then go right back to the grind, and then that same weekend,
it's hard
weekend,
work,
man. It's worked on. So it's hard work, dedication,
mm-hmm.
twerking, you know.
And then twerk.
So that was that weekend, and it was just good to be amongst my people, man. Everyone had a good time. It was a typical college weekend. Like, we went to a party afterwards on what was that, Saturday? It was dead. I get back to the crib. Steph like, yo, where you at? I'm like, yo, we at Jared's spot. Yo, man, they shooting with a shotgun. I was like, we were just there. So,
what?
Don't know, man. Right place, right time is for me. And you know, my boys say, like, that's how they say. So we ain't no one get shot or nothing like that. But yeah, man, it was a dope weekend. Skins won.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's just I got to I got to get turned. I heard some new music. And we're gonna get into that.
Man.
So today's show is new music, you know, Music Tuesday. So we're gonna shout out man Chavis French, Currency, Juicy J, Wiz dropped Saturday 3.
Yeah.
I'm gonna shout out my man King Chip. Who else we gonna shout out today? We're gonna shout out
shout out 50, man. He dropped that Kanan tape.
You said, oh yeah, 50 with the Kanan tape. And then we're gonna play a song by my man, you know, Mac Ism from Swift Gang. Shout out my boy Troy who put me on. Shout out Trey Trey Flowers who produced it. We some of the tracks. We're gonna get into that a little later. We also wanna talk about the first two albums we ever had and what does it mean to
us. Man.
Throwback Thursday, but it's Tuesday. But it's all good. Then we're going to talk about this Complex list. We definitely got to talk about that.
Man.
And then we're going to really go down with this social media discussion of which is more important between Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You know, shout out my boy Tyler and Carlos. We had a really intricate discussion on Twitter the other day. And then, Rob, I think we might have seen the dumbest tattoo of 2015.
Yeah, we might have a winner, man.
I'm telling you, it's dumb. And then we're going to play some music to exit the show, and that's pretty much going to be it.
Yeah,
so without
man.
Further ado, let's get into Music Tuesday, my brother.
Okay, okay.
First and foremost, man, shout out Chaz French. I had a pleasure of meeting this dude at the Kalani show earlier this summer. My boy Chris,
that's
shout out, you know, KB Marino, that's my boy. He was like, yo, Happy Belated by Chaz French is the top 3 D&B tape ever. And I was like, so it's up there with More About Nothing and Back to the Future and The Letter in My Fell Out Day. And
that's
I'm
deep,
like,
that's deep competition.
That's deep competition, right? So I'm like, all right, I'm going to check it out. And I heard the intro and I was just like, yo. And I was like, okay, heard What You Say. So I'm like, man. And the whole project itself, Before I Die, the outro, I'm like, this might be a top 3 project that I've ever heard in my life, up from the D&B at least. And
oh,
that just made me a fan. I follow his moves. I wrote a review. His people showed me love. And a year later, he drops, I guess, an album. It's on iTunes. So I don't know if it's a mixtape or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But second follow-up with These Things Take Time. It's a 14-track project. It's very, as Chaz would say, he did it for the fans. And it's a lot of motivational music. Like, he has songs like Too Good to Be True or one of my personal favorites, Let God. It's just like, all right, that's inspiring. We made it. And then he has songs that's like Something You Chill With, like Pull Up. That's the anthem.
Yeah.
Like, you ever gonna pull up on somebody, I'm going to do it to pull up. Like, it says in the title. You know, and then These Things Take Time. It also just kind of show you, like, some of the great things you strive for, it takes time. And even with the podcast name of 1,000 Jumpers, we're not coming in and gate dropping 81 on Bamless, but in time,
working.
We shoot 1,000 jumpers a day. Maybe one day we can drop 81 on
Bamless. We're going to get that 81.
Or 100 or whatever we'll drop the 100 on, you feel me? So I really respect Chaz. If you're from the DMV, you got to get this.
Yeah, man. DMV, man.
To me, he next to Blow. Like, if you look at the D&B like landscape, there's Wale, there's Logic, there's Fat Trail, there's Shy Glizzy, there's Light Show,
Phil Out Day,
and Phil Out Day. Can't forget Phil Out Day. I'm sorry. And shout out Black Cobain as well. But then the new era, you got Gold Link and Cash Frank. And those are two dudes I'm rocking with. And then also you got like Big Flop. And then my brother would be telling me in high school, this dude Q the Fool. I'm going to show him love. I'm not a big fan of music, but hey, shout out Q the Fool. You going to look him up.
He's from the DMV, man.
Right, he's from the DMV. This is DMV big up day, you feel me? So
We got to shout him out. We got to show love.
It's looking like a new hub for talent.
Man.
It might be one of these spots. So by next year, they're going to be like a DMV popping musically. And that's what I want to hear. So shout out Chaz French. I had to show my man a lot of love. Hope I meet him again and get this interview popping. 2016.
Oh, man, that'd be big.
We're going to shoot in the stars, and then when it happens, we reflect and give it.
Right. Speaking into existence.
Next up, man, I know you're not a big fan of this artist, but I'm a huge fan.
Man. 10-year freshman.
He's a hot spitter. Jets in the building.
Oh, Currency, man. I actually listened to it.
Hey, what you think, Rob? What you think of the album?
I think if you're a Currency fan, you're going to love it. Because it sounds like all the Currency I've heard, you know, throughout my life.
I got to disagree. Lyrically, yes, Canastri Confidential. Lyrically, same, but the production is what makes it different.
Yeah. No, yeah, he's got some different. He got a few joints that sound like classic Currency, but he do got some different joints that I'm like, I may not be like.
I would have never heard Currency on that a couple years
ago.
Yeah,
no.
Winning with Wiz, and I love how he mentioned how, like, yo, man, me and Wiz, we were broke in 09. You know, we struggled together, and now we're winning. That kind of remind me of us. Like, we was 10th grade.
Yeah, man.
You know, two opposite sides of PG County. I'm from the suburb. You're from the hood, quote unquote.
Yeah, you know.
And then we here. You know, I graduated. I got a job at ABC 70 Channel 8. You doing your thing at A&T.
Yeah.
You winning, bro. We got to go to Panama City together. Hey,
PCB.
In March, you need to do that at least one time in your life.
Yeah, man.
One time. Anyway, man, shout out Currency, like my favorites. Cause I still haven't got to hear all of it yet. I like Winning. I like What's Up.
Yo, that How High joint is dope.
How High was fire.
Yeah, man.
It's just a really good album. Like, to me, it's up there with New Jet City and Pilot Talk is some of my favorite bodies of work. So I'm glad you don't have nothing too negative because.
I ain't never hate Currency. I just didn't know what the hype was, man. You know, it was just like, he has some cool joints. I just never really got into it. But this joint is got some pretty dope joints on it.
Teach is on. Next up, man. I'm telling you, 2015 musically is gonna go down as one.
Yeah, man.
It's just like every time I try to relax, my iPod just gets flooded with
new
joints.
Like, right?
Oh, man. Speaking of affiliation with Currency and the Jets.
Oh, man.
Taylor Gang. And if you represent Taylor Gang, you know, Juicy J just dropped from O's to the Oscars. And then
we
Wiz,
trippy,
literally hours ago, just dropped Cabin Fever 3. I didn't got time to dissect this project. But if Cabin Fever 3 is like 1 and 2, it's going to be dope.
Oh,
Juicy,
man, right?
I think Juicy going to be back to old Juicy J. And then he doing Rubber Band Business 3 with Lex Luger. That's the series that brought Juicy back in the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
So you already know. I'm just like, man, this is about to be some monumental
stuff.
Yeah,
man. 2016, man, is looking like.
I'm telling you, if. 2015 looking like 94, and it's kind of like, am I blasphemous for saying that? Because if you think musically, we were talking before we got on air, like in high school, we were exposed to some of the dopest artists who are out now. Like in high school, we caught the beginning of Drake,
Drake, Cole, Big Sean,
Kendrick, Chris, Big Sean. The list keeps going like a
B.O.B. and Currency.
You said what?
I said B.O.B. and Currency.
Yeah, B.O.B. Currency, Meek Mill, Mac Miller,
Freddie
YG,
Gibbs. Oh, man.
Freddie Gibbs, Nipsey Hussle, Don Kennedy. Kennedy keeps going. Right?
Yeah, man.
Fast forward to this year, and Cole dropped his best album. Wale dropped his best album.
Dropped his best.
Sean dropped his best album.
Definitely.
Drake and Future Red 2015.
Yeah, definitely.
Kendrick arguably dropped his best album, depending on who you ask.
Yeah.
And then Big Crit dropped the mixtape. Wayne dropped the sequel to No Ceilings. We never thought that was going to happen. Currency dropped a fire album. Diddy dropped a fire album. Ty Dolla $ign dropped an album. That's dope. Like, if I look back at my playlist, I'm just like, dog, like, everyone just decided to drop fire. Like, who else that I know dropped fire? I'm going to keep going on my playlist. Chance the Rapper dropped a free album on iTunes. I don't even know how that's possible. Jeremiah dropped
that Ray Sherman album is dope, too.
Album. It really is looking like 2015, man.
It's crazy.
The game
packed with music.
This album.
Oh,
like,
man. How did Dr. Dre drop, bro?
Janet dropped? Yeah,
when?
Dr. Dre and Janet dropped an album in 2015.
Like, when? What, bro? 2015 is legendary, man.
Drake and Future said it best. What a time to be alive.
Right. To be alive, man.
Man, any other new music you've been bumping?
Like I said, man, I just kind of skimmed through the Kanan tape. And I'm like, okay. Like, my favorite song so far on this joint is Body Bags. Like, that joint is sounding like some classic 50 on that one.
Word.
I think anytime you get, like, an artist that big, all they got to do is find that pocket again and drop a hit. And then people going to rock with them, so...
Hey, that's what I'm hoping for with T-Pain, man, because T-Pain always been my dude since 03, and I'm always going to ride with T-Pain. So if he can find that lane and he drops that hit, I'm ready. I'm ready, bro. I'm ready.
I mean,
I'm telling you, T-Pain going to drop something. You wait on it. Just be patient. I know Chris Brown dropped next week. T-Pain's supposed to drop.
Again? Chris Brown dropping something again?
He dropping his album.
It's like he just dropped 50 songs a couple weeks ago.
Hey, man.
This is crazy.
They're feeding the streets.
Yeah, you can't complain there's no good music out there.
We're following them on the path to success. Flood the streets with music. For the streets, by the streets, everywhere in the streets needs to be, you know.
There's definitely music for everybody out now.
Hey, if you can't find it, I don't know where you're looking.
Right, you're just not looking.
If you want to ask me what I'm listening to, I'm listening to some new Chance. Chance dropped a joint somewhere in Paradise that he performed on Saturday Night Live. That's dope. Tito keeps dropping fire music. Spectus Project is dropping in the coming week. That's on my homie Tito. And then shout out my boy. That Troy put me on to Mac Izzo from Swift Gang. He's going to play some from his tape. This is a joint called Sapio Sex. Like, when Troy played it for me, he was like, yo, hear the sample. I was like, okay. I'm like, all right. Mm-hmm. And when you hear the sample, you're going to be like, cool. And then when that beat drop, you're going to be like, bruh. Like, Rob hasn't even heard the record yet. Just know it's fire. But honestly, the record I've been playing a lot, I wasn't even hip to this dude. Apparently, he was a big star in the early 2000s. And that's going to be our next topic. But shout out Craig David, man. I saw, like, yo, Craig David was a mix of Drake. So I looked him up. And I heard his first album, Born to Do It. It's pretty fire. And Rendezvous has been my anthem, bro. This record is beautiful, man. Like, the beat is like, it's like you hear, like, the harp, and it's like smooth flow and sync. I tell you, Rendezvous. If I was a rapper, I'm trying to get my people to, like, sample that so they can make more greatness from that record. Rendezvous by Craig David.
Oh, man.
If you ain't hip, get hip. And if you are hip,
dig it in the crates.
Shout out, who got me hip to that song? Oh, my gosh. I can't think of his name. My man, Javi. Javi was like, hey, yo, I'm hip. And then I looked it up. Fire, bro. So, you know, shout them out. But I was talking about going back to the first albums we heard, like Craig David was around that time where I first got my first albums. So before I go on me, what were the first two albums you ever had in your possession, Rob?
The first two albums I ever had, which I would say I had them because we kind of shared the same, we kind of shared music kind of, because he was a big man in the house. My oldest brother, he had the Blueprint 1, by Jay-Z, obviously, and Project English by Juvie on bootleg. He had the CDs and whatnot. And them two albums, man, like, they signified two different styles of music that were both hot at the time.
Absolutely. Like, in my opinion, Blueprint 1 is the greatest album I've ever heard. Like, greatest rap album. Like, to me, it's better
there.
Than all the greats, from Illmatic, Ready to Die, the Carter 1, 2, and 3. You know, any Take Care,
that's,
anything. You put up the Blueprint, that's
yeah,
life
man,
for me.
It stands up, man. It's definitely top five of all time to me. Like,
and then you
Blueprint,
get Project Endless by Juvie.
Project Endless, like,
signifies a whole new wave. Like, without Juvie.
Yeah, like, I think people don't realize, man, like, our, like, in the DMV area, we get, like, every type of music played. Like if you go to New York, especially back then, most of the stuff you was getting was East Coast music. Like,
right.
But in the DMV, like in Maryland, you know, D.C. area, PG County especially, the South was popping here. West Coast music was popping. Of course, East Coast music was jumping. So, I mean, like, Juvie was real big here. Like, the Hot Boys was crazy.
Was
so
crazy. And not even to cut you off, like, when everyone was big on go-go in high school, and you could tell the people, I was on Southern music. It was Wayne, T.I. That's it.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Luda, Jeezy, who I was on. I wasn't even on East Coast. I wasn't even on Go-Go. Like, the South raised me. And then I got a lot of love for the West because I was bumping the West heavy before, like, Young
man,
and Jeezy.
Game, man. Game, one of my favorite artists, bro.
I agree. Like, LAX, Document 1, Advocate.
Whew.
Red Album. Like, Game really hasn't dropped Jesus Piece.
Oh,
hasn't
man.
That album. You know,
not really. So yeah, man.
You need to think like your first two albums, and I know that shaped you because Blueprint is very lyric driven. You know, wordplay,
exactly.
And
like,
then Juvie.
It,
you know,
it
Juvie
was just
like party.
It just bumped, like yeah, like
right.
I like to this day, I still remember pretty much almost every word from Blueprint. Like I could rap almost the whole Blueprint in a row. Like, right now. And then for the Juvie joint, like, I can remember all the hits from the album, the beats. Like, that album was just dope. Like, Manny Fresh, man, he's got a lot of good stuff. A lot.
Definitely. All right. Now, I know you're getting ready to laugh, so. My first two albums are completely different from your first two albums.
Mine
was
like hard, dope, street.
It was like a mix CD for Mountain Dew, and it had a whole bunch of like rock and stuff. But I'm not going to really count that. But the first two albums I ever had.
Oh.
You ready? You ready?
We ready.
Drum roll, please.
Oh, Lord.
I had Beware Dog by Lil Bow Wow.
Ohio, stand up.
Bomb that album, bro. I still have it in my room, bro. Those are the first two albums I ever had in my life. And we were talking yesterday, and I'm just like, so this album, like, these albums shaped me because, one, I got to appreciate a little bit of everything. Like, Who Let the Dogs Out was fire. I remember, like, riding and bumping to go get something to eat, and we bumping that in the car. And then Bow Wow, like, What's My Name, Bounce With Me.
Yo, Snoop verse on What's My Name is like crazy.
It is like, and I'm
I ain't going front. That Snoop verse was like okay.
I'm looking at Bow Wow like, yo, this dude look like me, and he rap and he's dope. Like Bow Wow was my dude, man. I have a couple Bow Wow albums. I got that album. I mean, my cousin,
you bought more Bow Wow albums?
Hey, shit, Fresh as I'm in, bro. Bro,
that song bump. I'm not even gonna lie. I was like,
Fresh,
yo, Bow Wow, man, I don't rock with that dude, but what? That joke was
Bow Wow
dope.
Has hits, bro. Like
he do. But it's funny
Bow
when you hear, because people don't really claim Bow Wow.
I claim Bow Wow. Like, this dude helped musically, like, shape my life. Hey, why you gotta be? Come on, Rob.
Yeah, I got, you know, just for the viewers who happen to think outside the box.
Man. Anyway, bro. Bob, man. Like, what's crazy, I saw this post, was like, that moment when you realize who let the dogs out was about ugly girls leaving the club. I didn't even know that. Yo.
Right.
That's crazy, dog. You know how wild that is? It's kind of like when I realized what Ignition Remix was. And,
yo.
Hey, yo, shout out my mom, man. Rest in peace. But, like, we bumped that in the car. We would sing that together. I used to sing with my mother. And, like, one thing I would have been like, yo, this is terrible. We sang it together.
Oh, that's how I feel when I hear Pony by Ginuwine. Like, the beat's crazy. So when you're a kid, you're like, yo, this song's dope. And then when you get older, you're like, why was I singing this song? Like, I was like five.
It don't beat Ignition Remix, Rob. You don't understand. I remember my mom, I wanted TP3, right? I wanted TP3 for my birthday. And my mom got me Chocolate Factory, which in hindsight, I'm glad she did, because Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, man.
But I was around, like, I want TP3, and I'm like, oh, wait, this is Jenna got Ignition Remix, right? This is the remix to Ignition, Hot and Fresh. Hey, Rob, everything I love, my goal in life is to be that dude that R. Kelly pushed in the dance circle. That was my vision. I want to be him, yo. Just, I get pushed in the dance circle, and then I start dancing, and then everybody is chanting my name. That's my dream in life. Hey, whoever listening to this, yo, make this happen, please. I'll give you a picture.
For just 25 cents.
Like, that was by far, like, my favorite, like, video. Yeah, like, Nick Cannon as the DJ, all the girls in there, popping crystal, just dancing.
Yeah, that video was live, man.
Like, I might start singing that now, but I know you don't like my singing, so.
Oh, man, please don't. It's going to get awkward.
It's not going to get awkward. You always make things awkward, sure. But it's all love, though, you know? And I'm glad it's crazy, because listening to those two albums, you would never think, like, I would grow up and, like this kind of music. From your sound, you automatically knew, like, all right, Rob was going to, like,
yeah, man,
and stuff that bumps. Me, I could have been anything. And now
exactly. Like, your music was typical music that a kid that age should be listening to.
You should.
When you're that young, you're supposed to listen to Bow Wow.
You're right. Like, you were picking sides on who was better between Bow Wow and Romeo.
I just laughed at both. See, I was the difference between me and you. My sister was a huge Bow Wow fan, though. Yeah, shout out to Brand.
Yo, yippee-yay, where my dogs at?
What? Yeah, that was dope. That was a dope song. I did have a scooter because of that video, Bounce With Me. I definitely lived a scooter life. That was a dope moment.
Team Scooter, I feel you. I feel you on that. But let's also talk about this Complex list.
You brought this
to my attention. I had screened it, but I didn't really read it. But now I'm going to go through it now. You can go first. You go while I go read this list. So if I interrupt you because of blasphemy rankings, I'm apologizing in advance.
Oh, you can. They're, like, the first album on the 50 list, I mean, top 50, on number 50 was What a Time to Be Alive.
How is What a Time to Be Alive not better than Dreams Worth More Than Money? All right, this list is already making me mad.
Yeah, man, I'm like.
Compton 47. Ooh. The album About Nothing is 46?
Yo, exactly. Like, if you fast forward to the top, they got Ray Shurmur at, I think, 4.
What? Trap Souls 43? Dude. All right, I'm keep going. Keep going.
Like,
Betty,
that's
cool. I can live with that.
I was like, what?
I don't know who Reflection is, but they look good. Travis Scott Rodeo. That's fine. I could
that was
that.
Cool.
Diddy. All right, cool. You know, Money Making Mitch.
Was better than Album About Nothing?
No, I like its ranking. I'm not saying it's better than Album About Nothing. I'm not stupid. I like the ranking of it. Come on now. Album About Nothing is top 10. Future could be a little higher. Let's see what else. Then also, Complex does albums we don't even listen to.
Yeah.
Summertime 06, I respect Vince Staples, but it didn't do nothing for me. That's just me personally. I heard it was,
I mean, it was a quality album, though.
I don't think Vince Staples is my cup of tea. I respect him, though. I'm not saying he whack or nothing like that.
He can rap, though.
Yeah, he can rap. It's like when I heard Childish, I'm like, Childish is cool. He's just not my style. And then I was like, yo, Childish is amazing. So it just varies. All right, a lot of cut. See, Tidal, Free TC, man, it's going to be up there as one of those albums.
Yeah, Free TC, man.
I didn't listen to the new one. I need to listen to her. She's dope. The Weeknd should be top 20, but 23, okay.
Yeah, it's cool. It's not a travesty.
Mac Miller, 21, good AM, pretty solid. Respect. All right, keep going. Earl Sweatshirt, is it really in the top 20?
Earl Sweatshirt, really? Oh,
number 18.
I don't, like, what? I don't even remember that album.
I don't like Ish. I Don't Go Outside by Earl Sweatshirt. Yeah, that's number 18. Jasmine Sullivan, glad to see her, you know, making her comeback. She's number 16, respect. Who else? The Game Documentary 2, 14. All right, like, see, now it's starting to come back. Kalani, yes. Baylani, yo, I'm so glad I got to see her in concert, bro. Her fans are so bad. All right, I'm sorry. Lupe.
I'm bad.
Top 11, cool. Oh, the internet, respect. Jereen, It's Too Late. For this year, it's definitely a top album. All time, will it age right? No. For this year,
no.
Definitely top 10. Definitely. And I love ASAP, but ASAP shouldn't be number 7, bro.
ASAP joint was...
It was dope, but, like, are you bumping it now? Like...
I mean, there's a lot of albums in the beginning of the year that I'm not bumping at the end, though.
Touche. Big Sean deserves his place. Like, number 6, cool.
Yeah,
man,
that was a crazy album.
Bugatti Beavs, number 5, my man, I'm with it.
Better than Big Sean's album?
Have you heard Bieber's album? It is fire. We're going to have an end of the year debate anyway. So
yeah, we will. We definitely will.
Adele, number 4. No, that's cool. I'll give it to her. Trim Life is number 3.
That's what I'm saying, man.
But it's not number 3 best album of the year.
Number 3.
Number 3.
I'm not even going to debate all the other albums.
Allen Iverson. That's what it's saying to me. No.
Like,
and
what?
No, they turned G-Ho, man. G-Ho was super turned.
Yo, super I got a twerk turned. At the G-Ho concert to the performance. So.
You got a twerk at him? Man.
Yeah.
I hate you.
So, like, they good in my book, but number 3?
They could have been top 15 or top 20.
Top 20, yeah, I can see top 20. They had hits on that joint, though. So I can give them top 20.
Unlock the Swag, throw some more. No Tight. Come on, y'all. You know they got hits. Dirty Sprite 2. That's a monumental album of 2015, bro. Like,
shout out to Dirty Sprite
2. Watch your album, I'm saying, I just, yo, it's some Gucci flip-flops. I ain't going to curse. That's how we started the album. Freak Home.
Yeah, man.
The Percocet.
Ain't
the
put a lot of records, though.
The biggest song ever. He floated so hard, bro. Like, the album is crazy. That's definitely a soundtrack. So, number 2, I can see that. And Kendrick Lamar, Pepper Butterfly. I'm cool with that.
I wouldn't argue that too much.
Still black. How is Wale not even in the top 10?
I think they still got beef with him, man. You remember him and Complex had their run-ins.
Well, That's so crazy, man.
Yeah, but like I don't like. Oh man.
I don't even get it anymore. Like
I can't.
And who they are as a brand, but some of the things I just feel like I wish I could work for them so I could be like homie. Really?
Like, you can't
granted,
be serious.
They had a lot of albums that I did not even listen to. Like, some of them groups,
yeah,
I've never heard of a day in my life. And they probably deserve their just due. But while they got robbed, B.
Yeah, but like, I'm not even going to argue albums I haven't listened to. But the albums I have, like, you're not going to tell me Ray Sherman's album is number three. Like, they did. I shout them out, though, because they did have Lupe at 11. So, shout out to them, man.
Yeah, man. Like,
they get love is dope because, I mean, people try to climb a mess.
I agree 10,000% on that. And speaking of the social media craze that a lot of these albums, you know, garnered, the other day I was having a conversation on Twitter, like, my boy Tyler, I'm going to go to the tweet, so let me go find this tweet. You know, I should have all this stuff pulled up, but my mentions be crazy, so I'm sorry.
My mentions be crazy.
They do.
Yo, that's gonna be like his like, here lies Dapper J. His mentions be crazy.
Man, I'm not slicing myself, but like, where did he talk for me sometimes, you know? So
hey,
my
man.
Boy Tyler, shout out Tyler, you know, Division II champion for Florida Southern. That's my boy for life, since second grade.
Hey man, we hang with winners, man. Good job.
Yeah, you know, PG County breathes greatness. All right, I'm done. He said, I think the world would be a better place without Twitter and Instagram. Facebook's cool, though. And I was like, I don't know. I'm like, why would you say Facebook would stay out for three? And then me, along with Tyler, and you can follow him at T-Low_. And then my boy Carlos, you know, shout out my boy Los.
Shout out to Carlos.
With the most, the with two E's. So shout him out. We had a real long discussion, and Out of the big three social media platforms, which one would you keep and why?
I'll keep Twitter, man. I will keep Twitter. And
Even with everyone perpetrating who they are on Twitter, because, you know, there's a lot of perpetrators. And then you meet them in real life. Like,
that's what they do on Instagram, too. So, I mean, I think Instagram is the least one. I mean, I don't care too much for that. But, and Facebook is cool, but like, my dad is a friend of mine on Facebook, so I really can't go ham on anything I want without having him comment on my post like, hi, Bobby. Certainly you could have said that without cussing at somebody. Like, but
right.
He goes on these Ben's like sprees where he would like 15 of my statuses and then comment on all. Like, it'd be like, what? So, I mean, I think Twitter is freer. It's more entertaining because, oh, man, the craziest stuff goes down on Twitter. And plus, you get the news fast on Twitter. Like, I don't even watch the news because of Twitter. Because when you watch the news, you can get the spin. You know, people got their agendas and stuff. With Twitter, it's so fast that you don't have time to put the spin on it. It's just raw, in your face, boom.
Which is good, bad, and indifferent because, granted, you get the facts, but you got to sort which one is authentic and which one is fake.
Yeah, you definitely
got to
do your homework.
Like, if you had to ask me which one would I keep, it would be between Facebook or Twitter. Instagram is for the birds. Like, don't get me wrong, I love my Instagram and everyone who follows me and who I follow because I respect each and every one of you guys. But it's like Instagram, people flex on Instagram. They don't show their emotions and crap. Like, they show the good, not the bad. Like, me, like, okay, for example, you know, I graduated this year, right? So literally I put a post up like, yo, I graduated, and then 12 hours later, my grandma died. Like, I was a little hesitant to put on Instagram because it was like, I still wanted the likes from my graduation post to accumulate. And I'm like, you know what? Screw it. At the end of the day, I'm on the TV. So Instagram is like, yo, I'm a flexer. Like, hey, man, I'm in this city. I'm turning up. I got like five bottles. Everyone's taking a picture with this bottle. You know,
they just pass the ball around. I've seen it. People just pass the ball and they're like, yo, let me take a pic with this. I'm like, what?
That's
like, what are you doing?
And the thing that me and my boy Tyler and Carl were talking, Like, Facebook, before Twitter and Instagram got big, Facebook was the same way. Like, the more friends you had, the cooler you were as an individual.
Exactly.
And now that Twitter and Instagram blew up, a lot of people left Facebook, so you got to keep the real from the fake. But my thing with Facebook, and it's also because of who I'm friends with, you also get to see, like, the ratchetness has definitely increased, and the filter has decreased significantly. Like, you'll see some things on Facebook.
Oh,
you're like, is this Twitter? Really?
Really? Like, I don't know, man. My Facebook seemed to get more mature over the years, like, for me. Like, all
maybe
I see is things like...
people, but that's what I see.
But
in general, I don't know which one I would keep, because Facebook's the first social media site I ever made. I knew MySpace.
You have a MySpace?
No, I have a MySpace, man. I thought I was
better.
Oh,
man. I had some old girl make me a MySpace.
I bet you do.
I was like, nah. It was too loud, man.
You know, there's Bebo and Black Planet, but Facebook.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
10th grade. 10th grade was a really good year for me. 10th grade, you know, made a Facebook. And that's where the whole name came from. Like, everyone was coming up with Facebook names, like what we do on Instagram and Twitter. And through Facebook, I came up with Dapper J. And look where I am today, man. That's my handle for everything.
Amen.
And now I'm Dap. I'm not even drug anymore. And all my daily followers who know me, you think I'm playing. If you ever come to A&T with me, Jarrell's not
exactly. I'll be like, yo, man, where Jarrell at? They'd be like, who? I'm like, Jarrell, tall, skinny guy. Who's that? I'm like, him. Oh, that's Dap. What? Like, that's really
it's
what happened all last year.
But I understand, because you were put in a position where you had no other option.
Yeah. Because I got tired of saying, yo, get Dap. And everybody's like, I mean, get Jarrell. And they're like, who? And I got to go to that every time. So I'm like, I'm just going to call you Dap when we down here.
Right. But in general, you said you would keep Twitter. I like Twitter's realness, but then I don't like the fakeness. Like, it's tough. I think we both can agree Instagram would not be kept. But
you can get Instagram out of here.
Because Twitter, I would love to see my old tweets, but I tweeted so much, that's almost impossible.
Yeah, you're not getting that. Now, they do, like, you know, little memories things they have on Facebook now?
Yeah.
Like, if they did that on Twitter, I would be like, these are some funny tweets.
Oh, man. Like, then the troll tweets will come up. Actually, we need that so I can show my followers how much you troll me over the years.
I do not troll Jarrell, a.k.a. Dapper J. We have meaningful conversations where he just can't understand the premise of these conversations.
Okay, one, we do have meaningful conversations. But you and my cousin, and shout out Josh, he's not even your boy Josh anymore, he's brother Leaper, man. So I'm glad he's woke.
Yeah, man.
Listen, I love you. I'm going to see you soon. But anyway, you guys became friends because you both trolled me. And you guys were trolling me. Who does that?
Because you tweet some of the funniest, like, most, like, you top 10 trollable tweets, like, he has to have, like, at least 5 or 6 of them. Like, it's so easy to, because it's, like, so optimistic that I can just, like, troll at my finest. Like,
man.
I don't even, like, oh, man. Positivity over everything. Trying to, I'm like,
like, my new tweet, I got, like, a trilogy of tweets that I drop every day, and no one can troll me now. So I feel accomplished.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't tried, but I don't know, man. I'm trying to unlock the key to this door called Popeyes.
And I had to change that because y'all just trolling. These are my new tweets. God first and positive everything. You can't troll that.
Mm-hmm.
Then, blessed to have an opportunity to keep grinding. Can't troll that. Then, more importantly, I'm taking the necessary steps towards success. Boom. 3-peat. I'm lit. The end.
Follow Bobby George 413 to see me troll him when he tweets these tweets, okay? It's going to happen very soon.
Say you did. Build my followers. I'll go up. I can be cool on Twitter and stuff for the girls, you know? But
man, you know?
Man, I love doing an hour show because we got so much time to just.
Yeah, man. Everything flows better.
It just flows so smoothly, man. So yeah. Before we get up out of here, we mm-hmm. got to talk about the dumbest tattoo.
Oh, my goodness, man.
So if you click on 1,000 jumpers, the hashtag, you mm-hmm. see me tagging Rob in this tweet. And I'm about to pull it up because it Rob, we've seen
it
a lot
just,
of
them. Oh, when I looked at the pic, I was like, who would do this?
All right. So shout out Wizzy Jr. because he retweeted it, and this dude, his at name is Hoes Call Me Jr. You should just know from that name. He's from California, out to the West Coast. I love the West. I haven't been there, but I need to go. He tweeted, "Finally got the neck hit."
Oh man!
And if you're listening, or if you look at the tweet, it's a picture of a brush.
He got a hairbrush on his neck.
And then this dude was like, "Why a brush, LOL?" Brush these hoes off.
Like, what? Oh, my gosh.
That's
what is this world coming to, man?
Like, really, bro? Really?
Hey,
this
I don't...
What we do
like,
now?
What I just have to, I want to see the tattoo artist's face when he asks him for it. Like, yo, put this brush on my neck, B. Like, what?
I've seen a lot of dumb tattoos.
That goes up there with the ice cream on your face.
The spider web tattooed on him.
Like,
but that, man.
That was just bad decision making.
Like I said, I just tweeted it for those who haven't, you know, looked it up by any chance. It's crazy, dog.
I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on anymore.
That's when you just got to pray for the people. You feel me?
Right. It's like, okay, you know, just do you. That's my new model for people these days. Just do you. Like, I don't understand it.
But anyway, I think that's it, you know, for today, man. So
yeah, man,
we finished on amazing timing. So now we about to start our
man.
Shout out game. Rob, you go first. We got plenty of time to shout out, folks. So go for it.
Shout out, man. Oh man. Well, first and foremost, again, shout out to A&T graduate. Actually, all the people who graduated this semester, at the end of the semester, because that's a big deal. Definitely get your degrees. Get the knowledge, get in this workforce, get these jobs. Shout out myself, man. I passed all my classes.
You did well.
So, I said I passed all my classes, so that's great. I killed all my finals like I thought I would. So, what's up? How you doing?
Cool. I said, did you make Dean's list?
No. We get in there next semester when I do 18 credits, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
All right, bet. Let the haters
you know.
Know
I'm I'm going to work real – I got to hit the books real hard next semester. This semester, man, was the last kind of squad being that deep on campus. So
right.
I probably partied a little more than I should have. But next semester, full focus, at least a 3.5, at least. So, but, yeah, man, shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to PG County. I'm back home for another month. Give me some moves, man, please. Help your brother out.
You know, I'm going to find something, man. They always hit me up the most. We're not going to do what we did last New Year's, but we'll
never again, man.
We'll tell people that story another day. It won't be too
Enough. We're going to uncork that one then.
Yeah. Anything else you want to shout out?
Nah, I'm cooling right now. Oh, of course, shout out to Redskins, man. First road win. We're going to the playoffs. We know we will. Shout out to them.
All I say is you want us to go to the playoffs because if the Giants go to the playoffs, they're winning the
Super
Bowl.
They're getting the Super Bowl.
They do it every 4 years.
And the Bucks.
You gotta know, bro. Just letting you know.
Shout out to the Milwaukee Bucks for ending this streak. Shout out to the Bucks. Greg Monroe, Georgetown Hoyas. What up?
Hey, speaking of Georgetown, I'm seeing them tonight. At the Rising Center press box, Sweet Life. Let's get this money. So, yeah, I'm going to give y'all a recap of that Friday.
Yeah, man, definitely. All right. What you get? Who you signing up, man?
First and foremost, you know, shout out, you know, our Lord and Savior, you know, on a religious tip. That we're live to do another podcast, you know, eight numbers. We're the eighth number of the world podcast today.
Yeah, man.
Shout out anyone who's listening. Shout out anyone who heard about it, hasn't listened yet. Shout out to people who will never listen to this. Because one day, they'll look back and be like, dang, I should have been a part of that week.
And we're going to be on your TV screen saying, man.
Right.
Should have been there.
Shout out A&T, man. It was so great to be home, bro. Like, I got cookout again.
I'm glad for that. Man.
I still haven't had Aggie wings, so I'm still mad, but it's cool. When I come back...
Yo, did you eat at the Dome?
You said what?
Did you eat at the Dome?
It wasn't there. By the time I got there, we partied and stuff. So it's cool. I'll make it work. But shout out everyone I got to see. For the folks I didn't get to see, it's all love. Shout out my homegirl, Core, you know, and the MFR.com. Is it the MFR? The MFR report. I'm going to tweet the link. Core going to get mad that I shouted her out, and... her shout-out don't have her link correct. Hold on, I'm going to go look this up. Don't get mad. The MFR report, T-H-E-M-F-E-R report, E-P-O-R-T.com. So shout her out. That's my sis. Shout-out Major Motors.
M-M.
Whole squad. Shout-out the Redskins. Who else, man? Shout-out just anyone who's listening. Shout-out my job, making this money, doing what I love to do. Just having good vibes. We're going to close it out with my man. Mac Ism, Swift Gang.
Shout out to him.
Sex. This is my jam. Until next time, was it Thursday? No, Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, Friday at 5. So, till next
number
time,
nine.
We're going to vibe up my man, Mac. Peace.
Peace.
Come on, girl, go over, let her think you're sick. Come on, girl, go over, let her think you're sick. Come on, girl, go over, let her think you're sick. Digging in deep, breathing down your neck. Save you, 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 save you. Come on, girls, over, let her sleep yourself.
Let me step in your presence, digest you in sections. Let me taste without tasting delectable sections. Teach me some valuable lessons, some more reflections. Baby, your spirit, it needs me, my spirit, it pleases. If I tell you I need it, then baby, I'm teasing. Just give me a reason to stay in this evening. I need it. The tension in your voice, let me know you really passionate. Trying to see what's on your mind, the reason why I keep asking it. Just give me some time, peace in your mind.
But baby, I can take you anywhere you wanna go. I can take you anywhere you wanna go. You're playing with my mind, girl, you gotta know that I've been feeling you. I've been trying to see what's really on your mind. Trying to get to you for summertime. Girl, don't you know that love is blind? But I'm just gonna make you mine. We can do whatever you wanna do. We can do whatever you wanna do. I've been playing, but girl, it's time. Girl, I'm gonna make you mine. Damn, girl, what's up with that? What's up?
What's up?
I'm tryna get with that. What's up?
What's up?
Playing in your mind, girl. Yeah, yeah. Girl, you gotta know. You fucking with a pro. Look me in the eyes. Girl, I want you mine. Girl, just know you're mine. You're mine, you're mine, you're mine, you're mine.